the Ranting Show. Ranting Show. Ranting Show.
It means something to be an American.
Tell me what it means.
I'll tell you what it means.
Tell me what it means.
What it really, really means. It means something to be an American.
The Ranting Show. Ranting Show. Ranting Show.
It means something to be an American.
Tell me what it means.
I'll tell you what it means.
Tell me what it means.
What it really, really means. It means something to be an American.
The Ranting Show. Ranting Show. Ranting Show.
I don't like it when you start by shaking your head. That's never a good sign when you're over there shaking your head.
I don't know what you're talking about. Start. You just need to.
What's going on?
Stop it.
What's going on? This
weekend? I was reading a news story.
Is it something sad? Is it something tragic? Is it something I don't want to know about?
A video posted on Snapchat ended up showing the final minutes of five people's lives.
Oh, I don't want to see that. That's horrible. Why?
That is very horrible.
You don't ever want to see that. You don't want to see that. That's why, you know, like America's Funniest Home Videos, they're really funny because you know that nobody actually got hurt.
Right.
Because they won't accept them if somebody got hurt. But if you watch some of those online and you think, oh my God, that guy just got really hurt.
Your dad is posting crazy stuff again.
What did he post? Oh, a picture of Trump in the clouds.
Yeah. God sends message of who to vote for from the heavens.
I think that's actually more the symbol of Trump's campaign. It just floating away.
It's
blowing away, and soon we'll forget about him, and he'll be gone, and everything will be good. Did you see my new post on Brett and Jamie?
I did see your new post on Brett and Jamie. It is so cute.
Here it is. Family of ducks crossing the road. Clinton voter. Oh, what a nice family. Let me stop and help them. Trump voter. Did I get them all, or do I need to back up? That's funny, because you see the truth in that, don't you?
I do see the truth in that, and that's what's so sad.
Because it seems like so many of the people that are voting for Trump want to hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. It's like the main reason that they are voting is because they want to hurt somebody. They want to make sure that somebody doesn't get something.
Exactly.
It's like, why do you do
it's
that?
It's so sad. Just makes me so sad. Yep. I don't get it.
My whole goal is that I'm a Christian, but I like to hurt people.
I'm gonna hurt people.
I'm gonna hurt somebody.
I'm gonna hurt them. That's funny. Oh my gosh, that's exactly what I was gonna say. You need to stop it. Grape minds.
Grape minds, baby. That's what we got going on here.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. So what else?
So we voted, and now I feel like, do we really need to talk any more about that?
And yeah, we do, because
I just saw
a poll the other day that has them back to within 4 points of each other.
Shut up.
And I'm like, why the hell is he coming back again? That is the most outrageous thing I've ever seen.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? So I was having this conversation with our 15-year-old the other day about politics and voting, and he said, oh my gosh, why are people so stupid? Why do they want to hurt everybody around them? He said, I don't understand why anybody would be a Republican. And I went, wow, he's 15 and he gets that. He's 15 and he gets that. And he comes home and he talks about, well, all three of them come home and talk about the people at school who talk about politics and
last night they were talking about
Hillary. Yeah. And how everybody around them is saying that she leaked emails and had 7 people killed. And how if anyone goes against her, they get killed.
And I said, those stories come from the same guy. No. Those stories come from the same guy that says that 9/11 was a hoax, and that the Sandy Hook shooting never happened.
Right.
You know, it's these conspiracy theories. And then somebody like Trump takes them and states them as though there's some sort of fact.
Right.
Like people are talking about this.
Well, somebody said this, so it must be true.
Yeah, you were the only one that said it. Because other than you, it's just some insane guy that said, oh, 9/11 is an inside job, and Sandy Hook never happened.
And then it makes me really sad because I have people in my family who actually
buy that stuff.
Yes.
Why are you buying that stuff?
My nephew voted for the first time ever.
I know, I'm so disappointed.
First time ever, and I was so proud of him. Until I found out that he voted for Trump.
He's the one that said last year that he would never vote because his vote doesn't count.
And it makes me sad that this is when he decides to vote.
I know. So he didn't. So what he did was his boss took him and had him vote because his boss apparently
believes in voting.
Believes in voting and believes in Trump. And told him to go in there and vote for Trump.
No, he didn't.
You don't think so?
No.
Why would he vote for Trump then?
Because he believes in that crap. Because that's what his dad believes in.
I know, but he doesn't know
anything
about it.
That's what his uncles believe in.
He knows nothing about it.
Doesn't matter.
One thing.
Most people don't know anything about it, not one thing, and they're going to vote for Trump because their friends tell them that this is the way to go.
Yeah, because anybody that crosses Hillary ends up dead.
Right.
And Hillary is a crook. And again, these are absolutely
100% false. They're lies. And Trump wants to sue the people who are accusing him of sexual assault, like they're lying, yet he wants to slander Clinton.
I know.
I don't understand how he wants to sue all these people, and yet he takes and in the same breath blatantly lies about his opponent and about the people around him. And I just read another story that said that his lawyers are suing him because they've saved him all this money. They've gotten him out of all of this trouble.
I was waiting and for the now, punchline there, and then
now
I finally got it.
He wants to not pay them.
Pay his lawyers for suing him?
No, he wants to not pay his lawyers that represented him in all these cases. So now they have to sue him to get their money.
Oh.
And this is not the first time it's happened.
No, it's not.
He's had several other lawyers
sue him. We all know
he's
a crook. We all know that. I mean, come on.
I know. He's a deadbeat. He's absolutely ridiculous. Ugh. I just can't take it. I don't understand it. It makes me so angry. Ugh.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Okay. And I thought it was over because I had voted and I wasn't going to pay any more attention to it.
I feel like it's over.
But then we have so many people around us that are idiots, that are really just so stupid.
They make you unhappy.
They make me unhappy.
I'm sorry.
And it's funny that they make our son unhappy because he's like, oh my gosh, our own family doesn't get it. They don't understand that they're voting against their own best interests. How do they not see this?
And yet you can still love them because they are still your family.
Oh, I love them. Of course I love them. They're my family and they'll always be my family. But I don't understand how they could be so ignorant to the facts of what's going on around them.
I
just don't get it.
It's like how horrible it is for them when somebody else in the family comes out as gay. You know, for us, it's when they come out as Trump.
Right,
And we're like, oh my God, oh, I don't know.
I just don't know that
I love you.
Hang out with you anymore. I don't know that you can be.
I still have a great deal of respect for you. I love you and I respect you. And
really, I don't know that I respect them anymore.
You're gonna need to leave my house.
No, I mean, you always love your family, but you just wonder, you know, why? And this is what I told my son is. Why would you want to vote for something that's going to hurt the people you love? Why would you do that? Why would you want to vote for something that is going to hurt all the people that you know and you care about?
Because I don't want somebody taking stuff from me. Don't be taking stuff from me. You're going to take more taxes out of my taxes? Going to take taxes on my taxes? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why.
And this is why we need to educate our future generations.
Stop,
this is why we need to talk
over the
about
family of ducks. Please.
Yes,
please
exactly.
Stop running over the ducks.
We need to talk about how important it is to stand up for what you believe in and to know the facts and not just believe whatever it is you hear. Mm-hmm. So I'm training the future generation.
Speaking of future generations, and I need to change the subject here because
okay.
I am very excited about this, and what? I am the only one. And I'm very,
you told me.
The self-driving truck.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Anheuser-Busch had a self-driving truck that took a load from beer, presumably. Probably not. I don't know. Maybe.
Anyway,
from Fort Collins, Colorado to Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Okay.
And that takes you directly through the heart of downtown Denver. There's only one way to get from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs.
Not true.
Well, there truly
isn't
there is.
Isn't there a bypass? Toll road?
There is. Well,
they could have used the toll road.
They would have gone the other way on the side that's not a toll. But They probably didn't. I would think that they would want to run a test where they went right through the heart of Denver. Anyway.
You don't know that they did.
I don't know that.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
But even if they went around it, it's still heavy traffic.
And it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And they said that they had a driver on the truck, but the truck drove itself.
Right.
All the way from Fort Collins, Colorado to Colorado Springs, Colorado without incident.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taken this job where I'm doing traffic reports on the radio now.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday during the afternoon drive, there were 14 accidents.
Oh my gosh.
Just in our little town. 14 accidents.
Uh-huh.
And
in how long? In what kind of time?
3-hour period.
Oh, okay.
3-hour afternoon rush hour.
Okay.
14 accidents. And I'm thinking, so people are against self-driving vehicles because they could eventually possibly get into an accident. We're looking with human beings driving their vehicles. We're looking at 14 accidents in a 3-hour period.
And that's while in one town. Self-driving semi-truck drove through Denver.
Mm-hmm. All the way down to Colorado Springs.
To deliver something.
Beer.
Presumably. By itself. Pretty much. I mean, it had a driver just in case some malfunction happened. And that's the point of a self-driving car. Yes, you obviously are going to be in the car, right? And you will be able to take control of the car should there be some sort of malfunction. But that is highly unlikely. And I know that there's going to be controversy because there was a death in a self-driving car recently.
Yes,
but he was not paying any attention.
Right.
I mean, if you're in a self-driving car,
but
you still
matter.
Need to be
none of that
responsible.
None of that even matters, though, because the fact that they're coming and they're going to be here and we're going to use them just like tools, mm-hmm. just as like mm-hmm. Like a washing machine or an elevator.
A microwave.
Or anything else that we use. It's no, your car doesn't necessarily need to be a status symbol, although I'm sure you can buy the super nice self-driving car if you want.
Right.
But what are you doing?
Oh, gosh.
Why did you open
that
the blind?
That was like right in my eyes. The sun was right in my eyes and I could not focus. So anyway, this is coming. This is happening.
And I've been talking about it for 30 years.
I am so excited about it.
You were the first person ever, the first person that's ever jumped on my bandwagon.
Oh, yeah. I really want a self-driving car. I'm like,
30 years ago, I was talking about how we already have the technology to have mm-hmm, self-driving mm-hmm. cars. And the cars will all talk to each other. So we'll know where everybody is going.
Well, it's like your computer.
Right.
It's like having your computer and your tablet and your phone, and they all sync together, right? So they all share information. It would be almost the same exact thing. Every car would be in contact with other cars around it. So it would automatically alert you 50 cars ahead that there was an accident.
And even if there was...
And it would adjust for that. It would slow down your speed because other cars are slowing down. And it could also reroute you. I mean, think about it. They're getting satellite signals that will have real-time information on what's going on the roads, which can mean that you will be redirected in the best possible route. And because your car is driving itself, it's going to know what all the other cars are doing, and those cars are going to adjust accordingly, and you're going to get there faster.
I love that you're on my bandwagon.
I am so for this. I want a self-driving car. I want it so bad. Oh, I want it bad.
Everybody's always like, you know, we've talked about that, how, you know, you see in the movies, they're always against the computer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the movies, they're flying a spaceship, and all of a sudden, they're in an asteroid field, and the guy...
I'm going to put it in manual.
Putting it in manual.
No. You have you cannot do better than a computer could do. Do you have any idea the data a computer can sift through in half of the time, a fraction of the time that you can sift through that information? It can make calculations and corrections for the course way faster than anything you could ever do in a second.
Mm-hmm. And make minute changes
yes.
in trajectory to avoid just by enough.
Computers are amazing things. And if you just think about it, they're nothing to be afraid of. They're not intelligent. People have been trying to build artificial intelligence for years and years and years, and we may come close to that, but honestly, when you think about it, it's a machine, and it's there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's there, just like Brett said, as a tool, and like any tool, you will be in control.
And of course, somebody will be trying to hack into it.
Yeah, of course.
Why are we such idiots?
Because we just are.
You know,
the human race. I swear I am not from this planet.
I agree with you. Because I do not understand.
I am not human.
Any of this stuff.
About 6 years ago that I was human.
Uh-huh. And we've been building on that since then.
And I have decided 6 years later that I am not human. I am not.
It's like little Hillary Duff.
I refuse to believe that I am a human being.
Little Hillary Duff from War Incorporated. I don't belong here.
Really?
I don't know. That might be a paraphrase. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I just feel like the way things are going, it's so scary and it's so frustrating. I was in a class yesterday and we were talking about global warming. And how there are so many people that still do not believe that global warming is real. And if you look, you can see that there are changes. There are changes and there are differences. And scientists have worked on this. These are people that are devoted to their field, that know what they're talking about, and that track these patterns in the world. And if you look, you can find the data that there are heat waves that show up. Every 20 years has been the trend.
Right.
And now moving into the future, it's going to be every 1 to 5 years, we will have a heat wave that kills millions of people and animals and really affects the world that we live in. And this is something that we're doing.
But the fun thing is, the really fun thing about being human is we're not discussing ways that we can make that better.
No.
We're discussing
whether or not it's real. I know. So
we're not even going to go to, you know, coming up with any kind of solutions.
And this is the world your children are inheriting. Your grandchildren, your cousins, your nieces and nephews. This is the world we're leaving them with. And that's a really, really sad thing. When we're leaving them in such a state that the world that we live on, the planet that supports us, may not be here in another 1,000 years.
But the rich are getting richer. That's the important
thing. That's the important thing.
They're getting is just really, really rich.
I mean, really filthy rich.
So,
they're squeezing every single penny
out of
every single poor person in this world.
Did you see that Trump wants to eliminate 70 to 80% of regulations? That's one of his big platforms. Mm-hmm. He's going to eliminate 70 to 80% of regulations.
Which means?
Let's talk about what that means.
Which means Flint? That's going to happen everywhere over the country.
Yeah, because there's not going to be regulations.
They're not going to think about whether or not you have clean water to drink. This pipeline is going to happen, and that's going to contaminate and pollute more and more of our water supplies.
But there's no regulations.
No regulations. Yeah, nothing to say that that's not okay.
If you get hurt at your job because...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because there's no regulation to prevent that.
If there's something at your job that's unsafe, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter because there's no regulation.
Mm-mm.
If they decide...
Nothing to say that you need a safe workspace.
If they decide that you need to work 80 hours a week, there's no regulation that says you can't.
Right.
If they want you to make $3 an hour, there's no regulation that says you can't.
Mm-mm.
So
the unions that protect you, that say that our workers will not be forced to do X, Y, and Z, those will be gone.
Yeah, we already know that. We've seen that in states like Wisconsin that is completely controlled by Republicans.
Right.
And the first thing that they're doing is going
getting
after
rid
the
unions. Of the unions.
They start with the public unions, and then they pass laws that deal with the private unions as well.
Absolutely. And why would you want to vote against your own best interests?
It's like,
why would you want something that hurts yourself or the people you love? Why would you want that? Why would you want to say that I don't care about the water that we drink or the air that we breathe because we're pumping more and more pollutants into our air every single day? Why would you say that you don't care that the polar ice caps are melting and that means that everything south of the North Pole, which is us, is going to be absolutely catastrophically affected? You think that the earthquakes and the tsunamis and the hurricanes are just flukes of nature? They are not. We are causing those things. We are causing those things, and it's up to us to change that. Sorry. That was my soapbox. I get so frustrated.
Golf clap.
I just think...
A little golf clap for you there.
Why? why do people not stop and take 2 minutes to really just think
why
about the world?
Suddenly appear
every time you are near.
Sorry.
I knew that was coming.
It felt like it needed to be there. It felt like somebody had to do it. And I'm so thankful that you joined in because
somebody needed to do it. Now I feel better.
Would have been.
Thank you.
See,
oh my goodness.
Sometimes all you need is just a crazy little song.
Crazy little song to make everything better. So,
and stop running over the ducks.
Climate.
I know.
Global warming.
I actually didn't want to talk about any of that stuff today. I wanted to talk about where I was going to be in 5 years.
Oh, let's talk about where you're going to be in 5 years. Where
because they always ask you that. You know, what do you want to be doing in 5 years? And what I want to be doing in 5 years is I want to be...
Nothing?
Well, not just that. I want to be in charge of setting my schedule so that I can be with you whenever I want to be with you.
Right.
That I am in charge of my schedule 100% completely. Mm-hmm. That is where I want to be in 5 years. Donald Trump has never in his lifetime, in his adult lifetime, ever had somebody say to him, he needs to be somewhere.
Right.
He's never experienced that,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
He has no concept of what that does.
Right.
And anybody that's ever had a job, I think that they do know that. They understand what it's like to have to be somewhere at a certain time, and somebody else tells you that this is the time you need to be here.
Right. Every day.
Every
day. These are the hours that you work, and this is what you're expected to do, and this is how much I'm going to pay you for that job.
And in 5 years, I want to be the one that's in charge of setting my schedule so that I can spend all of my time with you if I choose to. I mean, there's certainly times when we don't want to spend time together, but that needs to be our choice, not somebody else's choice.
In 5 years, I want to be sending our kids to college.
Okay.
Well. Not worried about the kind of debt that they will be burdened by if Trump is elected. Because if our kids go to college in a Trump era, they won't be able to afford it.
That's true.
Just like millions and millions of Americans
yep.
will not be able to afford it. You will not be able to get an education.
Or healthcare.
And we have gotten to the point in our society that you absolutely need higher education to get a job.
Sorry, folks, you've been repealed and replaced.
And it's frustrating because I've heard so many people complain about making a $15 minimum wage. And I think, do you have any concept of what it's like to live on minimum wage in this country?
Yeah, it's
the
hard.
People that are screaming about raising minimum wage are people that are not making minimum wage. They're making more than minimum wage. And they don't understand that raising the minimum wage raises the wage across the board. You cannot raise one without raising the other. It doesn't work that way.
No.
And you cannot live in this country on minimum wage.
You can't.
Even working 40 hours a week.
And
you have to have three minimum wage jobs to support yourself and a family on minimum wage in this country.
And even if you're making $50,000 a year for your family, why would you not say that somebody that's making minimum wage doesn't deserve to have a decent standard of living too? They should be able to go to have a house and they should be able to have food and they should be able to go to the doctor.
Yeah, why?
Why would you begrudge them of those things?
Why do you think that they don't deserve that? Do people think that they don't deserve that?
Aren't they Americans too? I mean, now they're talking about immigrants, but that's a whole other thing.
And they're not taking anything from you personally. Oh my goodness. Nobody's coming and taking your fucking guns. Nobody's coming and taking the food off your table. Nobody is coming and taking away your house or your clothes or your car or anything that you have. Nobody is taking those things away from you. And the poor people who you think are lazy and feel entitled, you are so wrong.
No.
You are so wrong because they are no better off than you are. In fact, they are 10 times worse off than you are. And they just wish that they could be able to support themselves without any assistance.
Mm-hmm. And half of those people are out there working not one minimum wage full-time job,
but two. Yes.
They're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week just to try to make ends meet.
And then people want to complain because their kids are delinquents Well, when you have two parents who are working two full-time jobs to support you, to provide a place for you to live, to have food on your table, to be able to take you to a doctor, to provide childcare and clothes for you to go to school, I don't understand how you could expect anything different. How can you expect anything different? And all of those people who are pro-life people and want to make a woman have a baby and carry that baby 9 months, but then who cares what happens to that baby after it's born? Because I do not want to let you have any way to support it or take it to a doctor or support yourself or take yourself to a doctor.
Or get it an education.
Or, yes, or live somewhere. I don't care what happens after you're born. I just want to make sure you're born.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. As soon as you come up with a serious plan about how we're going to take care of that baby,
then you can be pro-life all you want.
Then let's talk. Then let's sit down and then let's talk about how we can make that happen. Because I'm pro-life too. That's fine. I don't necessarily think that people need to have an abortion, but I'm not going to force that on anybody else.
Well, and you don't know their situation. You have no idea what's going on with that person. You have no idea whether or not they can support that baby. You don't know whether or not they can support themselves. You don't know if that person is pregnant because they were raped or molested or because they had a one-night stand. And it doesn't matter how it happened. It is not for you to judge.
Absolutely. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord.
Wow. It
doesn't say it's yours.
Right.
Says it's mine, not yours. You don't get to judge. Just because
and you have a, you are God you Almighty. Have a belief,
just because you have a belief doesn't mean that you have the right to impose that on someone else.
Right.
Because they have a belief too, and they have a right to their belief just like you do. Because they're Americans just like all of us, and it means something to be an American. That's my point. It means something to be an American and to have a self-driving car and not to run over the damn ducks.
Right.
To be an American.
Tell me what it means.
I'll tell you what it means.
Tell me what it means.
What it really, really means. It means something to be an American.
The Brendan Show, Brendan Show, Brendan Show.
It means something to be an American.
Tell me what it means.
I'll tell you what it means.
Tell me what it means.
What it really, really means. It means something to be an American.
The Brendan Show, Brendan Show, Brendan Show.
It means something to be an American.
Tell me what it means.
I'll tell you what it means.
Tell me what it means.
What it really, really means. It means something to be an American.
The Brendan Show, Brendan Show, Brendan Show.
Something to be an American.
Tell me what it means.
I'll tell you what it means.
Tell me what it means.
What it really, really means.
Something to be an American.
It means something to be an American.
Tell me what it means.
I'll tell you what it means.
Tell me what it means.
What it really, really means. It means something to be an American.
The Brendan Show, Brendan Show, Brendan Show.
It means something to be an American.
Tell me what it means.
I'll tell you what it means.
Tell me what it means.
What it really, really means. It means something to be an American.
The Brendan Show, Brendan Show, Brendan Show, Brendan Show.